Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a market that's showing some fascinating divergence, a real split between the old guard and the new tech darlings.
That's right. On one side, we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average showing surprising resilience, while on the other, the Nasdaq, especially the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite, is feeling the pressure. It's a story of established industries versus the hype around artificial intelligence.
Exactly. The Dow is managing to eke out gains, which speaks volumes about the stability of more traditional sectors. But the Nasdaq is really struggling, and a big part of that story is a significant earnings shock from a key player in the AI hardware space.
This isn't just about stock prices, though. It's a deeper narrative about investor sentiment, how we define value in today's economy, and whether these high-growth narratives are truly sustainable. The market seems to be recalibrating, balancing that dazzling promise of innovation with the hard reality of profitability.
Absolutely. Understanding these divergent paths is absolutely crucial for anyone trying to navigate this current investment landscape. So, let's start by dissecting the catalyst for much of this tech turbulence, Broadcom's recent earnings report.
Right, Broadcom. This company has become so central to the AI revolution's infrastructure. Their latest earnings, and more importantly, their forward guidance, really sent shockwaves through the AI hardware sector. It was a palpable wave of concern.
When we look at Broadcom's financials, it's not just about the top or bottom line. It's the details within their revenue segments, particularly those tied to AI accelerators and networking solutions. Management's commentary, filtered through their projections, provided a stark reality check for a market that has, perhaps, been assuming near insatiable AI growth.
And the market's reaction was swift and severe. Broadcom's stock price took a significant hit. This wasn't just a minor dip, it was a substantial decline that immediately cast a shadow over investor sentiment for the entire AI sector.
It's critical to understand that this isn't just about Broadcom itself. This company is a linchpin, a bellwether connecting the foundational silicon powering AI with the sophisticated networking that allows these massive systems to communicate. When Broadcom falters, it naturally raises questions about the entire AI data center ecosystem.
This situation really forces us to question the prevailing AI demand narrative. Is the market seeing genuine, sustainable business growth, or is it more about speculative exuberance? Are investors rushing into AI without scrutinizing the underlying economics sufficiently?
And when we compare Broadcom's performance to its peers, like Nvidia and AMD, we have to ask, is this an isolated incident, or could it signal a potential contagion effect spreading through the entire AI hardware supply chain? The market's reaction certainly suggests it's more than just a minor blip.
From an expert perspective, this miss could point to several underlying issues. Are we seeing supply chain constraints finally biting? Are customer order cycles lengthening, indicating a slowdown in deployment? Or is competition intensifying in this lucrative AI chip space?
Whatever the precise cause, this single earnings report is forcing a critical re-evaluation of the entire AI investment narrative. It has the potential to separate companies with truly scalable business models from those that might have been built more on aspiration than on execution.
This is the pivot point where the market starts demanding more than just a story. It demands proof of concept and, more importantly, proof of profit.
Indeed. Now, let's shift our focus to the Nasdaq composite itself. While Broadcom is a key factor, the Nasdaq's turbulence is a broader story, and we need to look beyond just the AI-focused names to understand the headwinds it's facing.
The Nasdaq's sensitivity to interest rate changes and its weighting towards growth stocks are significant factors. Its weakness isn't happening in a vacuum, it's closely correlated with these macroeconomic sensitivities.
This raises a fundamental question: are we seeing a sector-specific correction within AI, or is this indicative of a more widespread market recalibration, one that's reassessing the true value of future earnings in a higher interest rate environment?
What's particularly noteworthy is the underperformance of non-AI tech giants. If the tech sector's gains were solely driven by AI enthusiasm, we might expect other established players to hold their ground. Their struggles suggest a lack of market breadth.
This points to a subtle but significant shift in investor psychology. The era of growth at any price might be waning, giving way to a renewed, more pragmatic focus on profitability, sustainable earnings, and a clear path to positive cash flow.
When we look back at historical tech downturns, there are parallels, but today's dynamics are unique. The sheer scale of AI investment and innovation is unprecedented. However, the sensitivity to macroeconomic factors remains a constant.
Inflation data, Federal Reserve commentary on monetary policy, and geopolitical events are all shaping sentiment, especially for growth stocks heavily reliant on future expectations. The Nasdaq's posture suggests the market is becoming more discerning.
It's no longer enough to just present an ambitious AI narrative. Investors are increasingly demanding concrete execution, measurable results, and a clear demonstration of how these technological advancements translate into tangible business value and, ultimately, profit.
This brings us to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which, in stark contrast to the Nasdaq's struggles, has been demonstrating surprising resilience, even posting gains. Deconstructing the Dow's performance reveals a different set of leading components and underlying economic drivers.
The Dow's composition is weighted towards more traditional industries, industrials, financials, and healthcare. These sectors often have different risk profiles and are influenced by economic cycles in ways distinct from the hypergrowth nature of tech.
This composition provides a natural buffer against the kind of sharp, tech-driven volatility we've seen elsewhere. The appeal of dividend-paying stocks and established businesses in times of uncertainty cannot be overstated.
In an environment where future growth prospects are scrutinized more closely, capital often gravitates towards companies offering consistent, reliable income streams through dividends and demonstrating stable cash flows. This is a strategic rotation towards quality.
The Dow's steady ascent, therefore, stands as a crucial counterpoint to the tech narrative. It highlights a segment of the market prioritizing fundamental strength and financial stability over speculative growth.
Expert analysis often debates whether the Dow's strength is a true reflection of economic robustness or just capital seeking safer harbors. It's likely a combination of both, with underlying economic drivers for established companies remaining solid.
Simultaneously, the uncertainty surrounding growth sectors naturally pushes investors towards what they perceive as safer, more predictable investments. This trend underscores a potential re-emergence of the value investing philosophy.
Companies with strong balance sheets, consistent cash flows, and established market positions attract capital because they offer certainty in an unpredictable market. The Dow's outperformance highlights this focus on tangible assets and predictable returns.
Now, let's zoom out and map the capital flows across different market sectors. This is where we can really see the winners and losers emerge beyond the headline indices. The Broadcom news, as we discussed, has had a direct impact.
We're seeing increased scrutiny on semiconductor equipment manufacturers, cloud infrastructure providers relying on that hardware, and enterprise networking companies. These areas are most directly exposed to the supply-demand dynamics and profitability concerns.
The narrative surrounding AI winners is also undergoing intense examination. Which companies are genuinely benefiting from AI adoption, showing clear use cases and measurable ROI? And which are just riding the wave, their valuations inflated by association?
This distinction is becoming increasingly critical for investors. Simultaneously, we're observing a renewed interest in defensive sectors, utilities, consumer staples, and healthcare. These are often seen as safe havens.
The performance of financials and industrials is also noteworthy, as these sectors are often indicators of broader economic health. Their ability to support the market amidst tech headwinds is key.
Furthermore, cross-asset analysis provides another layer of insight. How are bond yields and commodity prices influencing this sector rotation? Are investors shifting capital out of equities altogether, or strategically reallocating it?
The overarching insight here is that the market is undergoing a subtle but significant sectorial reprioritization. This isn't a sudden shift, but a gradual recalibration driven by earnings reality checks and evolving economic forecasts.
Capital is flowing towards areas that demonstrate clear profitability and sustainable growth, potentially retreating from those overvalued based on future promises. This granular view of sector performance is far more telling than broad index movements.
This brings us to the critical question of forward guidance. How should investors navigate the AI investment landscape after the Broadcom earnings report? The AI investment thesis, as it stood, needs to evolve.
It can no longer rely on broad, aspirational themes. The importance of granular analysis cannot be overstated. Investors must focus on specific applications, demonstrable use cases, and crucially, viable monetization strategies.
This means identifying companies with a clear AI roadmap that can also demonstrate a tangible return on investment for their clients. We need proof that their AI solutions are not just technologically advanced, but economically beneficial.
The role of software and services in the AI ecosystem also warrants closer examination. Are these areas less susceptible to hardware supply chain shocks? Do they offer a more direct and scalable path to revenue and profit?
As we look to the future, what are the key indicators to watch for the next wave of AI-driven market movements? It's not just about innovation in silicon, but about adoption, integration, and value creation.
Strategically, this means reevaluating portfolio construction. The old adage of balancing high growth potential with downside protection becomes even more relevant. A more diversified approach within the AI theme is likely needed.
Investors may need to ensure they aren't overly concentrated in hardware, but also explore software, data analytics, and application layers where innovation and profitability might be more readily demonstrable. This is about spreading the risk.
Ultimately, the Broadcom earnings serve as a crucial inflection point. It demands a more rigorous, fundamentals-based approach to investing in what is undeniably a transformative technological revolution.
The market is signaling that while AI's potential is immense, the path to realizing it and generating sustainable profits requires scrutiny, a focus on execution, and a clear understanding of economic realities that may have been overlooked in the initial enthusiasm.
The future of AI investing will likely belong to those who can demonstrate not just the power of the technology, but the power of its profitable application. It's a shift from hype to tangible results.
This brings us to our conclusion, embracing pragmatism in a transformative era. It's a crucial juncture for investors, especially those deeply invested in the AI narrative. The question is, how do we adjust our strategy when the ground beneath the most talked about sector seems to be shifting?
One key area is distinguishing between pure-play AI hardware companies and those that integrate AI into broader software or service offerings. Hardware companies face manufacturing cycles and supply chain issues, while software integration can lead to recurring revenue.
Think about the early internet days. The sustained value came from services and content delivered over the infrastructure, not just the hardware builders. AI is presenting a similar paradigm. The hardware is essential, but the true economic transformation and profitability might lie in the applications and services built upon it.
This isn't to dismiss companies like Nvidia or Broadcom, their innovations are the engine. But the market is now asking who is best positioned to drive the car, not just build the engine. It's about who can leverage the innovation effectively.
This is also where AI adoption moves from potential to actual deployment and measurable impact. For years, the promise of AI fueled investment. Now, the market demands evidence. Are businesses actually using these tools to cut costs, increase efficiency, or create new revenue streams?
Is the ROI demonstrable? This is where companies providing clear, quantifiable benefits to their customers will shine. It's about moving from "we have AI capabilities" to "our AI solutions saved clients X million dollars." This shift from potential to proven performance is natural.
From here, the picture becomes clearer when we consider the broader economic backdrop. The sustained focus on inflation, interest rates, and Fed policy cannot be ignored. Higher interest rates discount future earnings more heavily.
This means companies whose valuations are built on far-off promises of future growth are more vulnerable. The Dow's resilience, with its emphasis on current profitability and dividends, serves as a stark reminder that tangible, near-term financial health remains a powerful anchor.
It suggests that while the long-term AI revolution is undeniable, the short to medium-term investment landscape might favor a more balanced approach. This acknowledges both the transformative potential of new technologies and the enduring value of established, profitable businesses.
This isn't a rejection of innovation, but a more pragmatic assessment of its integration into the real economy. It's about finding that balance between disruptive technology and fundamental financial stability.
And remember, this content is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be taken as financial advice. Always consult a licensed advisor before making investment decisions.
Absolutely crucial disclaimer. So, let's wrap this up with a quick summary of the key factors, strengths, and challenges we've discussed today.
First, the AI hardware sector performance. Broadcom's report, while a setback, highlighted the critical role of AI infrastructure. Companies with strong, diversified revenue streams and clear demand drivers may weather the storm.
The challenge here is the market's reassessment of AI growth expectations, potentially leading to contagion effects and increased scrutiny on profitability. The opportunity lies in identifying companies with robust, scalable business models that can prove ROI.
Next, NASDAQ composite volatility. Its sensitivity to interest rates and growth stock valuations is a persistent factor. Its struggles, extending beyond AI, indicate a broader market recalibration towards profitability.
Headwinds from macroeconomic factors and the potential for a more widespread correction are challenges. However, this environment also creates opportunities for discerning investors to find undervalued growth companies with solid fundamentals.
Then, the Dow Jones Industrial Average resilience. Its strength, driven by traditional industries, offers a counter-narrative of stability and value. Its composition favors established businesses with consistent cash flows and dividends, acting as a safe haven.
The challenge is whether this resilience is sustainable or just a temporary flight to safety. The opportunity lies in sectors less sensitive to tech-driven volatility, offering more predictable returns and fundamental strength.
We also looked at sector rotation and capital flows. Capital is shifting from speculative growth areas to sectors demonstrating clear profitability and tangible value. Defensive sectors and established industries are attracting renewed interest.
Navigating this rotation requires careful analysis of sector-specific dynamics and macroeconomic influences. The opportunity is to capitalize on strategic reallocations by identifying companies poised for growth based on current economic realities.
Finally, the future of AI investment. The focus is moving from potential to proven performance, emphasizing specific applications, use cases, and monetization strategies. Software and services integrated with AI are gaining prominence due to recurring revenue models.
The challenge is distinguishing genuine AI value creation from speculative hype. The opportunity is to invest in companies demonstrating clear ROI and sustainable business models, aligning with a more mature, fundamentals-driven approach to AI adoption.
That covers our discussion on navigating these divergent markets. It's a complex environment, but by understanding these dynamics, investors can make more informed decisions.
Absolutely. Thanks for breaking it all down with me today. It's clear that pragmatism and a focus on fundamentals are key as we move forward.